Cincinnati in Miami wrapping up their series on Sunday. Luis Castillo on for the Reds against Dan Straley of the Marlins. They were part of a trade for one another back in January.
The top of the second against Straley. 1-2 to Barnhart is looped out toward right center. Going to be trouble. It'll fall for a base hit in front of Yelich. Suarez waved. He's coming home. It's an RBI single for Barnhart and a 1-0 Reds lead. The 0-1, Castillo squares, gets down out in front of the plate. Here comes the man home, the flip to the plate, and not in time. Peraza scores, they execute that safety squeeze, and the Reds take a 2-0 lead. Nicely done by Castillo. Swung around toward right, 1-1 pitch. Little tapper right on top of the plate. It's a fair ball, Yelich is out. Now Ellis breaks for third, and he's out, 2-5. The ball stopped right on home plate. It's a fair ball. Yelich never left the batter's box. Barnhart picked it up, tagged him out, and Ellis shouldn't have left second base, but he broke late for third, and just like that, the Marlins run themselves out of an inning.
It is 1-for-2 this afternoon. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball up the middle and a base hit. Home from third to score is Duvall. Scoring from second is Suarez. It's a two-out, two-run single by the Reds catcher Tucker Barnhart. 16 minor league pitcher of the year. Swing and a miss from Ichiro. He's down. Tuesday in the Bronx. The 1-2's in there for a called strike three. Here's Tomas Tolis. He pops it up. A bit deeper out into left field. Duvall is there. He makes the catch. And Luis Castillo now at 106 pitches. You got to imagine that's the end of the line for Castillo. But he goes 8 innings this afternoon at Marlins Park. He allows just 1 run on 3 hits.
The Reds end a 6-game losing streak behind Luis Castillo. Castillo pitches a career-high 8 innings to pick up just his second win and comes up with his first career RBI. The Marlins see their 4-game winning streak come to an end as they drop the series finale to the Reds 6-4 Sunday. Here's Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the game.
Well, both guys are really good. I thought Dan early just had a little hiccup in the second. But once you kind of seen it in the third, he kind of hit a rhythm. And you felt like he was on cruise control after that. If he probably could have kept going. And their guy was good. He showed good composure. Obviously, his stuff's good. Pretty much showed the whole package today. Fielded his position. He got bunts down. Held runners. It's pretty good. To me, he used everything. He got his breaking ball over. He uses a changeup on the lefty. Velocity is really, something you gotta get going for. That changeup to me is a good pitch. He's a good kind of guy with stuff and gets the ball to both sides a little bit. Yeah, weird play. I don't think I've ever seen a ball sit on the plate like that and something like that happen. But this game, you see something different almost every day.
Dan Straley started for the Marlins. He was just okay. 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs. But he falls to 7-7 and discusses his starts.
There's a couple things. You just can't start anything off with a leadoff walk if you expect to get out of there clean most of the time. And so that was very frustrating for me just to give them a free base runner to start the inning. Soft contact, but that's what we aim for. And so some of those are going to fall in front of people. And some of those are going to, sometimes it's the infielders they fall in front of. And sometimes it's the outfielders. And so they just kind of found some holes right there. I was unable with the sorry attempt to glove flip to try to stop the bunt from scoring a run. And so just fortunate to be able to get out of that with just two. It was base loaded, one out right at one point. And so just to stop it right there, I feel still gave us a chance to be in the ballgame and give us a chance to win.
I think it's through the play that you kind of got shaken up, the glove flip.
I was really close to the ball and I just started dealing one, but you can't, it's more of a semi-truck coming towards home plate than a stop on the dime type of sports car. So I had to just keep going with my initial plan, which was try to glove flip the ball at home plate. So at that point, I'm already way too committed to that play. And there's a lot of second guessing we did internally in the dugout right there. It should have been one the entire time and just take the out and give up the run. It just, prolonged the inning a little bit more than anything. But luckily, that was, kind of no harm, no foul done after that play.
But physically, you were a little shaken up, it seemed.
Just kind of hamstring, just grabbed real quick, a little cramp. And I'm not going to throw another pitch until that is completely gone, because otherwise you're just kind of leaving yourself vulnerable for another one. And so after that, I just made sure it was good to go. So just did a little pacing around, and Dustin kind of gave me some time before he came out because he was going to come out either way, I think. And so he just was giving me as much time for it to go away. And it's really, it's a non-issue. It just, we have to keep it a non-issue. And if we just pick up the ball and start throwing with it, still kind of not fully stretched back out, you're kind of leaving yourself a little vulnerable, I believe.
Did you, you know, obviously your name's out there in the trade rumors, tomorrow's a deadline. I mean, how do you block that out? And
I still just kind of ignore it, honestly. Like, I know you guys have some questions for me about it, and I do my best to answer them, but, you know, I just go up there and leave every pitch I have on the line for the fish. And so, and if the day comes where I'm not here, then so be it, and I'll go compete the same way I always do for a new team. You know, it's no secret I've been traded a few times, so wherever you are, you go compete and give everything you have to that team, to that organization, to that group of guys you're around. And if the day comes that you're picked up by another team or traded, and you go compete for those guys. And so until I hear otherwise, like I'm here. And you know, rumors are great for the sport of baseball. They're great. I mean, how much buzz has been around baseball the last few weeks, the last few days especially. So all that stuff is great for baseball. And so as one of the guys that your name gets tossed around, you know, you AJ, you know, when I were talking about it, you can't feel like you're the first one. You're not the first one for your name to pop up in a rumor. And so you just got to go up there and enjoy your time with your team.
The Marlins stay home Monday to start a series with the Nationals. The Reds get a day off before facing the Pirates in Pittsburgh Tuesday.